Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss so many things about women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships, to our orgasms, to our children, and our ovaries, and we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big, open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me today. This is episode 16 of the O Woman Podcast. The topic for today is when the quest for an orgasm goes too far. I was thinking about this the other day. I don't really know what brought it on, but I was thinking about it, and I realized that this was totally something that I should discuss, because although orgasms are important and valuable, and you should be requesting them and you should be demanding that you receive them, still, you don't need them every time, and neither does he. I feel like that might be considered sacrilege. Everyone thinks, oh, no, he must have an orgasm, or it's not real intercourse. That's bullshit. Yes, it is. Sometimes, it just doesn't work. And if it's wearing everybody out, it doesn't need to continue. It can be stopped. You can both say no, or one person can say, I don't know, and the other person shouldn't wig out on them. So I wanted to start with the woman side of this. So, when a woman's quest for an orgasm goes too far. This has happened with me multiple times. It's hard for me to remind myself of this. And I thought, okay, this isn't a problem I have sometimes. So, it's worth talking about. There are times, or there will be times, that you're having sex with your partner, or you're by yourself, and you are on the quest for an orgasm. That you're even more focused on having the orgasm than you are on the sexual experience as a whole. Which sometimes is a benefit, sometimes isn't. Sometimes the focus on that can kind of get in your way, because you start to get yourself frustrated. So, let me tell you, two different scenarios here. Scenario one, I am masturbating with my vibrator, and it's taking a really long time to get where I want to be, and I'm starting to get a little bit hot and sticky and sweaty, which makes me more irritable, honestly. Temperature is a big thing for me during sexual situations. If it's too hot or too cold, we've got a problem. Usually if it's too hot, there's a problem. Or if my hair is in my face, and I have really long hair, so if my hair is not in the right position, it could be a total problem. But this scenario one, it's me by myself, and I'm getting hot and I'm getting sticky, and nothing is really working the way it's supposed to be working. I'm thinking, is my clitoris even there? Where did it go? I feel like it's missing. What happened to it? Is it still there? And I have a pretty small clitoris, so sometimes I wonder that myself. I think, is it there? I don't know. I don't really feel anything, because I'm not very focused on my clitoris. I think, honestly, because it's kind of small. I can talk about that another time. And so that isn't my primary orgasmic scene, is right hanging out by my clitoris. But so I'm getting frustrated in this first scenario, and so I either start to get rougher with myself, or I just get so in my own head and frustrated that I can't even focus on what I'm doing. I'm so in my head chasing this orgasm that my body isn't in control anymore. And that's what needs to be happening. Your body needs to be in control. So I've lost it, unless I can kind of let go, relax, and let my body take back over. Take a step back and listen to my body and let it tell me, oh, you should do this and that to yourself. And that's hard to do sometimes in the moment, because you start to think, ugh, it's been so long, I just want to have an orgasm. It's hanging at the edge here, and it's driving me insane, and I'm starting to get to the spot where if I don't have an orgasm now, I'm going to be like really pissed, because that happens with me. Get to a certain point, and I don't have an orgasm if I'm so wrapped up in having one. I just get angry. I just get frustrated. I get whatever, blue balls. I'm going to say I get blue balls. I mean, we don't actually get sore blue balls, but I get emotional blue balls. It's very frustrating. So, there's a chance in this case I'm not going to have an orgasm, because in this scenario one, I've stressed myself out, and I'm not able to be in the moment. Now, also, scenario two, same kind of thing can happen, which is I'm having sex with my partner, and things are going pretty good, But then it's taking a while. And I'm thinking, okay, this is taking longer than usual. And this position isn't quite working. And, oh, I feel kind of hot. The fan isn't cooling me off enough. Oh, man, my hair. My hair's in my face. Start thinking of all these things. You're like, oh, crap. I lost the mood. What do I do now? Okay, focus. And then in these moments where you're kind of in the middle ground between being able to focus and not, if you're going to go down the path of not being able to focus, inevitably your partner will do something that isn't exactly what you wanted, and you'll be like, damn, that messed up the whole thing, even though it was not your partner's fault. Your brain is not in the moment. You're not there. Now, I would argue that the difference between scenario one and scenario two is it's easier to restart and calm yourself down, in my opinion, when you're by yourself. Because one of the big variables here is you feel like you're wasting your partner's time. Now, why is it that we freaking do that we feel that way? I hate that. Women feel that way sometimes, and I hate that we do. Do men? I don't know. I think this is a question we should ask. You know what? I'm going to ask Jason later and find out. Do you ever feel, it's taking so long. I'm starting to feel a little guilty. Like, I feel like I'm wasting his time. I don't feel like that often, but sometimes I do, and it is a really bad feeling, and it does not at all help with actually being able to have an orgasm or enjoy the sexual situation, because now you've just stressed yourself out more. So I say that it's a little bit easier to bring yourself back to the middle and try to recover and get back in the mood when you're by yourself and you start to get stressed out or like overly nervous about not having an orgasm than it is when you're with a partner, because at least I've noticed this with myself. I start to get worried or too anxious, and because it also, it's wrapped up in feeling guilty that it's taking this long, I'm thinking, oh man, is Jason bored? I don't know. Because at a certain point, he's tired, which is okay. So he's laying back, he's relaxing a little bit more than maybe being super active in the beginning, which is also okay. But of course, my brain at the time is going, oh, he gave up! Man, it's not fun for him either. Crap. So it's stressful for me. I don't even know if I'm going to have an orgasm. I'm hot, my hair's in my face, and he's not even into it, which is total crap because he is into it. Sometimes he's into it and he's just kind of enjoying the moment and watching. Sometimes he's actually straight up tired, but he doesn't mind still being there and interacting in a less intense level than before. So that's scenario one and scenario two. When your quest for an orgasm doesn't seem to be going the right way. Now, you have some options here, and this is kind of what I want to talk about in when the quest goes too far. The options that I think, personally, are not good options are to continue to ride that horse until it falls over. I don't think that's the best thing. That's never been the best thing for me. And by horse, ride that horse, I think you know what I mean. So, that is not the best option for me, because chances are, the more and more you get in your head and the more frustrated you get, the less likely it's going to be for you to actually have an orgasm. For you to actually, and even if you have one at that point, which sometimes I have after kind of pushing through it to such an extreme way, they're still not even satisfying ones, because there isn't even really a release, because you've keyed up your body to such an extreme that it's kind of just frustrating still. So that mood you were still feeling about being like, ugh, I'm so annoyed, doesn't really go away in this moment with this orgasm. Because to me, the best orgasms I ever had are never connected to having a frustration before. They're always connected to really enjoying the moment and then having a really magnificent release related to that moment. Not just a release of the frustration that I felt while actually having sex. That's not the easiest thing. Now, I know at a certain point it's like really hard to give up on like the quest for an orgasm. It's hard for me. And the outcome usually, if I'm really so keyed up and I can't have one, my outcome is I end up crying. Like, I cry. But that, it releases all that other anxiety and like extra, almost adrenaline. It's adrenaline, and I feel as though I've had like 10 cups of coffee and I'm shaky and I'm really kind of keyed up. But the crying releases all of that, and so that served a similar purpose to the orgasm. And if the orgasm is starting to get more stressful than it is like positive when you actually were to have it, it's time to just take a step back. But now here's the thing. You, as the one who's really trying to reach the orgasm with your partner helping you, you are the main person who decides when it's time to stop. Now, it's different. Like, if he's like, my penis is actually hurting, okay, then you should stop. But if he's just like, oh, I'm feeling tired, it's kind of too bad, dude. I mean, come on. You're part of this team, and we've done plenty of sexual things with you before that's taken a long time, too, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But, so, you should be along for on the ride for me. You should be here with me, helping out, or at least participating, you know, unless it's, you know, ow, this hurts, or, you know, something like that. So, I'll end up crying sometimes, which, at first, Jason was like, oh my gosh, is she okay? But now he's come to realize that I am just a crying kind of person. It's like totally part of my personality. I don't do it in public. I don't even do it around Jason. Well, I do it around Jason. But it's not like I do it around him on purpose. I'm not doing that annoying thing where people cry and then they like look at you and hope you're paying attention to them. I'm particularly thinking of kids, I guess. I dislike it when people see me crying. When Jason sees me cry, I don't really care so much because I know he doesn't have a weird response. But I've told him a million times, I'm crying. Chances are you don't need to talk to me at all because I'm very aware of why I'm crying. Usually it's a release or I'm just feeling upset or stressed about something and it has nothing to do with you and I just need a little release and then I'm great. And then 10% of the time, you know, I'm crying because you hurt my feelings and you actually need to come apologize or whatever. Or the other 10% of the time, I'm crying because I mashed my toe or hurt myself and then you can't even help me anyway except after the fact saying, are you okay? So I'm just a crier. So at first, this kind of freaked him out. He was like, whoa, she's like really crying. And I mean like sobbing sometimes. I'm a sobber. That should be a word. Maybe it is a word. We're going to make it a word. I'm a sobber. Like I'm that kind of person. And it's such a release. It doesn't bother me to do it. I don't feel like I'm a big crying idiot afterwards. I think that's just the way I am. Like it's not a big deal. I don't feel schizophrenic or, you know, crazy or whatever someone might think I am just because I cry to release some of my emotions. So it's hard to think, okay, I'm not going to be able to have an orgasm now. And pushing it is going to push my vagina a little too much. It's going to push my clitoris too much. It's going to push the rest of my body. It's going to wear me out emotionally and physically. And then perhaps, like, you know, later that night or the next day, my body's going to be, like, really anti-sex at all because it's going to be straight up sore. And if you know your body's not in the mood anymore, but your brain is just saying, we should do it, we should do it, let's keep going, you should stop. You should stop, in my opinion. Now, that's different than sometimes when you know you're not going to have an orgasm and you're just having fun and even though you're getting sore, like you're still just having fun. That's different because there's not an anxiety going with that. But as soon as you start to feel a frustration and an anger about it, it's time to backpedal. It's time to backpedal to some degree. And maybe that means stopping altogether. Maybe that means taking a break. Maybe that means slowing down and doing something different and seeing what happens next. Because sex does not have to follow the trajectory that we imagine it does, where, you know, intercourse happens, someone has an orgasm, maybe both people do, and then afterwards you're done. Like, it can take breaks, you can do foreplay, or foreplay, you know, type actions, like oral sex, in the middle. Of course, we know this, you can switch stuff up. So, I advise that when the quest for an orgasm is getting to be too much for you and your vagina and your clitoris, and you don't think it's going to happen, just backpedal. Take a break. Or stop altogether. There is going to be another day, there's going to be another time when your orgasm will be right there, hanging out, ready to see you. Some days, it's just not there. And that's okay. Just like some days, people are in bad moods. Your crotch, maybe, is not a fan of the day and of whatever the heck happened before, and you got to give it a break. It's requesting a break. So let it have a break. Now, from the other perspective, another time when the quest for an orgasm is too much is when you're thinking about your male partner. So, for example, if Jason was on a quest for an orgasm and it was starting to really not be fun for me anymore, I would totally say something. I even have before. And he's like, oh, okay, we can stop. He's really, really very understanding and good about saying, okay, we can stop. Now, in most cases, this quest for an orgasm happens to be him having a second orgasm, because he's already had one, and then I've already had one, or maybe two. And so, it's definitely not, in my mind, as high stakes, because I'm thinking, oh, he already had one, I don't feel as bad saying, can we stop now? But, even if it's the first one, if you're not feeling comfortable anymore, you have the right and the responsibility to your body and to your emotional self to say, I don't want to do this anymore. And his response, he might be frustrated, he might be upset, because he's also think he's keyed up too, his body's keyed up. And just like I get blue balls if I don't have an orgasm, he will too. So even if he's kind of bothered, that's okay. That's like a normal thing. He can have an emotional response, but he can't be disrespectful. And he can't say, no, we're going to keep going, because that's bordering on sexual assault here and going down a really dark path that we should not be in a relationship. But he should stop. He might be like frustrated and mad at you, whatever. But he should still stop. And then later on, once he's calmed down, if he was mad at you, he should clearly be able to see that he shouldn't have been and needs to apologize. But in the moment, you kind of have to give him a little bit of a break, because, I mean, I would feel that way. In the middle of me almost having an orgasm, if Jason said, I want to stop, I would be like, what? No! And I would stop, but it would not be fun. But when thinking about his quest for an orgasm, you have to be understanding and think about how you might feel in the same situation, but you also are not required to do anything that you don't want to do. So, if you've had sex for a little while, and I don't know, maybe he kind of held back coming at one point in the beginning so that you would be able to, or just to kind of prolong the experience, and then now it's harder for him to come, because I feel like this is something that happens often, because he held it back at first, now it's kind of faded away for a bit, and it's harder for him to get sensitized to the situation. If it's taking a really long time, you've done a couple different positions, okay, maybe you're not really naturally lubricated that much anymore, and it's not as comfortable as before. And also, maybe you're getting kind of worn out, just like holding yourself up and all these different positions you might be doing. Maybe you're getting worn out in that way. You're allowed to say, can we do something different, or can we stop? You're allowed to say that. If his quest for an orgasm is like actually actively unfun for you now, you don't have to do it. Now, if you really want to because you feel like, oh, well, this is a present for him, okay, whatever. But don't guilt trip yourself into thinking that you need to continue to say, okay, I'll keep doing this and keep doing this and keep doing this until you come. Something that I do at a certain point, generally Jason, he doesn't take forever to come, but he also doesn't come quickly. We generally have an orgasm at the same time, or within 3 or 5 seconds of each other. And I think usually I come first and then he comes after me because he's so excited that I'm coming, because he's been holding it until that moment. So, but if you're feeling tired, bothered, upset, like maybe even like a little bit pushed beyond the limit of what you feel comfortable with, you say no, you say, I want to stop now. But as I was saying, Jason and I usually, he'll say, it might take a while, every now and again. And at a certain point, I'll say, hey, do you think you'll be able to come? Or should I try something different? Because I'm starting to get kind of sore. And just to give him the heads up so that he knows. Way before it's like the breaking point of me being like, this is so not fun, I'll give him a little heads up and just kind of check in with him and see, what could happen. And sometimes he'll say, I don't think I'm going to. And I'll say, okay. And we'll stop it. I'll say, I'm sorry that you couldn't. And he's like, oh, it's okay. Or maybe he'll say, no, I think I will be able to. And I was like, okay, well, why don't I try this instead? Just simply because I'm getting sore or whatever. There's ways to work around the thing you're doing that's making you tired or sore if you want to. So that's kind of how we approach it on the days that are our sort of off days or whatever, where we're not really in sync or something like that. But in thinking about his quest for an orgasm and it just being going too far, like, your vagina is actually sore and it's not fun for you anymore, or you're not naturally lubricated anymore and that has something to do with it too, it's making you feel more sore, or you've been giving a hand job for 20 minutes and your hand is about to fall off, or your mouth is about to, like, go into lockjaw because you've been going down on him for so long, or whatever, any of these things, you can say no. Your body can say no. Okay? Because think about it this way. There's plenty of times when your partner, plenty of times, will come and you won't, because it's so much more common for men to come every time than it is for women. Because, honestly, weirdly, our definition of sex has more to do with the men actually coming than the women, which is ridiculous, but that's kind of how people think of it sometimes. So, there's plenty of times that he's going to come and you won't. And so, this can be a time when he doesn't. And maybe you do or maybe you don't. But it's a time. It can be a time to say, no thanks. And this honestly is a test of his character too. And it's not like you're testing him on purpose, but it just is a test of his character. Like I said, his response, he might be a little tired or frustrated or upset about it. But his response needs to be, okay. I mean, he can say, are you sure? Because he's hoping you're really not serious. But his answer after you are clear about wanting to stop should be, okay, I will stop. And if it isn't, then he's an ass face and we have a problem. If he says, no, I want to keep going even after you've said, I don't want to anymore, or, you know, it's hurting or it's sore, I don't want to. His answer should be, okay, we'll stop. And there should be no guilt or no problem. There's nothing that you've done wrong to say, I don't want to do it anymore. At all. Nothing. You can't say, oh, well, I shouldn't have started. And since we started, like, I had to finish. It wasn't really fair for me to stop. It's the way life goes. It's okay to say no at any point in time. No means no anytime. In the middle, at the beginning, right at the end, anytime. No means no. And that's just the way it is. Just a little reminder there about making sure that your voice is heard and that your partner is being respectful to you. But in general, I just wanted to share a little bit of information today about when I think it makes sense to stop and not push too hard for an orgasm. And that goes for women, like I mentioned, and kind of when it's a good time to stop for you. But it also goes for men, like I said, and when it's a good time for men to stop. Whenever you don't want to do it with them anymore, whenever you want them to stop, that's a good time for when men should stop. It's your body, your choice, you're in charge, you're part of the partnership. He gets to say too, but he needs to listen to you. If he's a respectful, good partner, he will. Thank you for listening again to A Woman Podcast today. I really appreciate your support, and I love talking to you guys. Make sure, if you have any questions, comments, or ideas for an episode, please email me at emma@owomanpodcast.com or leave a response, comment on the website, owomanpodcast.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook, like us on Facebook, follow us on Facebook @owomanpodcast. Love talking to you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.